All right, we will go ahead and get started. So good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for this case, HI-22-039, regarding Ms. Celia Webb. The time is now 10:03 a.m. on September 26, 2022. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. I will start, and then we will go around the room in person with staff, and then move to our EAC members in person, and then for our attendees over the phone. So my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator in this case.
I'm Greg Rame, also a board staff and investigator also.
Brandon Eaton, board staff investigator.
Oh, Laura, enforcement manager.
Clerk. I'm Dennis Nobley, home inspector and EAC member.
Clark Booth, EAC member.
John Elson, EAC member.
Okay, and then we do have our respondent, Ms. Webb, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yes, this is Kelly Webb, home inspector.
Thank you. And then Ms. Ray.
Yeah, Jeannie Ray is an attorney general.
All right, thank you, everybody. A few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruption, cell phones must be completely off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on May 19, 2022, related to a home inspection at 6326 East Scarlet Street in Tucson, Arizona, on or about May 18, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Booth.
Yes, I'm available and have prepared.
Thank you. Mr. Elson.
Yes, I'm available and have prepared.
Thank you. And then Mr. Nobley.
Yes, I'm available and have prepared.
Great. Thank you, everyone. All right, fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger, respondent, and then witness. In this case, just the respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party over the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. For the record, alleger was notified in a timely manner of today's meeting, and she declined to attend. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter into executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion.
This is Clark Booth. I move that we begin the executive session.
This is John Elson. I second.
Thank you. All right, the motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 10:08 a.m. on September 26, 2022.